Dreamscape presents All Murders Final by Sherry Harris. Narrated by Hilary Huber. Chapter 1. I didn't expect to start my Saturday with a cup of Dunkin's coffee and a dead body. The coffee, yes, but the cup now lay at my feet, and a stream of coffee was melting the packed snow as I stared at Margaret Moore's lifeless face. She sat in her car in her driveway, the long and winding kind, where her car wasn't visible from the street. A vintage tablecloth, white with bright spring flowers, was stuffed in her mouth. It had looked like such a nice tablecloth online last night. Of course, then, it wasn't a murder weapon. It was the tablecloth I'd wanted to buy from her yesterday on my virtual garage sale site, but now I wanted to flee from it and the sight of Margaret's dead body. I slipped and slid in my haste to return to my old Suburban. I yanked open the door and grabbed my purse. I did my usual, "Where the heck's my phone? This purse isn't that big," search before spotting it in the cup holder. Finally, I dialed 911. "I have to report a death," I said after dispatch answered. "It's Margaret. Margaret Moore." The female dispatcher gasped. "It can't be. It looks like she was murdered." My voice sounded amazingly calm and didn't reflect my growing panic or the churning in my stomach as the reality of what I'd just seen set in. I heard what sounded like a muffled sob and some fumbling. "Hello? Are you there?" I asked, when nothing else happened. "Where's your emergency?"